The bioscience world in Boston and beyond is abuzz about a new gene technology so powerful it's sparking debate about whether humankind should tinker with its own gene pool. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg has the story.
The atmosphere in the Harvard Medical School auditorium last week was electric. An audience of more than 300 jammed the hall to overflowing, humming with anticipation, for quite a technical talk by a visiting scientist, Jennifer Doudna of Berkeley. Near the front sat the medical school's dean, Jeffrey Flier.
I don't believe in my years at Harvard Medical School I have ever seen a crowd of this magnitude for a lecture of this kind.
What's the draw?
The draw is this is one of the most exciting topics in the scene of biology today.
That exciting topic is a revolutionary new method to edit DNA that has spread to thousands of labs around the world just in the last couple of years. It's known by the acronym CRISPR for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Palindromic Repeats. It acts as a sort of molecular scissors that can be easily targeted to cut and modify specific genes. CRISPR occurs naturally in bacteria, but scientists are now learning to harness its power to alter DNA for research across the board, cancer, HIV, brain disease, even to make better potatoes. It looks particularly promising for diseases that hinge on just one gene, like sickle cell anemia or cystic fibrosis.
The name definitely, it's a bit jargony, but it is actually an incredibly easy tool to use to manipulate DNA.
Katrine Bosley is the CEO of Editas Medicine, a Cambridge biotech company founded by leading CRISPR scientists to develop treatments for genetic diseases.
Part of the reason there's this incredible excitement in the scientific community is that as many people have picked it up and tried it, it's worked for them. I've had scientists say to me, quote unquote, I tried it and my first experiment worked. Now that almost never happens.
Back in the laboratory area of Editas Medicine, scientist Deepak Rayon is using CRISPR to make genetically modified cells and mice. These models, as they're called, are used for studying diseases and looking for possible cures, and they're now far faster and easier to create.
We can think about generating models at a rate of even two or three models in a week, right? We used to think about generating one mouse model in a year. 10 years ago, people would work on making one model for their PhD thesis.
So, sounds great, right? Such a step forward that it's something like going from a manual typewriter to computerized word processing. But CRISPR is also making some people, including some scientists, very nervous. It's raising the prospect of creating designer babies, manipulating genes to bolster intelligence or immunity to disease. Suddenly, a longtime staple of science fiction, from Brave New World to the movie Gattaca, is entering the realm of the possible. The current reality, though, is that making designer babies is still very much science fiction. CRISPR has a long way to go before any parent would ever want to use the technology on a baby because it's clearly not safe. It's not specific enough to hit only the genes you're targeting. It could change others as well. Dr. Keith Jung at Massachusetts General Hospital is working on that targeting problem.
We now know that we can make a change at a desired target, so-called on-target site. But what has been less clear is if we are causing changes elsewhere in the genome at so-called off-target sites. So these would be unintended changes to the DNA.
So CRISPR is still in its early days, but the discussion about using it to alter the human gene pool has already begun in the scientific community, mostly with calls not to cross the line into meddling with human heredity. Though some argue that if and when we can make humanity better, especially by eradicating diseases, maybe we should. The first question, says Boston University bioethicist George Annis, is,
should we ever use this technique on human embryos that are destined to become children? I actually think the answer to that is no.
He argues that the world needs to create a new global body to regulate changes to the human gene pool, maybe called something like the Human Species Protection Agency.
We need, you know, new structures, new oversight, new transparency. The scientists can't do it alone.
As the science of CRISPR keeps forging ahead, Annis and others are saying we'd better start talking about where we want it to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.